I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The United States Commission on International Religious Freedom just released its 20th annual report. In the report, both China and Russia were recommended for designation as Countries of Particular Concern, or CPCs. With regard to China, Dr. David Curry of Open Doors USA says,
they also have this technical sophistication which allows them to use facial recognition, keep master lists of people who are going to church, who call themselves Christians, and then begin to give social scoring to people who are considered less than ideal citizens if they're committed followers of Jesus. You can see where that's headed in a worst-case scenario.
And those worst-case scenarios are happening now. Let's use the U.S. CIRF annual report to learn about what's happening to religious freedom globally, and then respond in prayer.
This is a very severe problem, and there are a great many Christians whose the practice of their faith, the freedom of that, is at risk.
We'll end today in Uganda, where a lack of Christian resources has led to many false teachings. AMG International began addressing this problem 20 years ago through a radio ministry started by their national director. AMG's Bill Passons tells us that the program is still in high demand today.
For one, you know, it's a constant and a weekly opportunity to preach truth. And so, you know, we do use that opportunity to teach from God's Word, and that helps to encourage people that may not have an opportunity to worship in a local context.
Pray for listeners in Uganda to hear God's Word, and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.